Then Purnamasi sees red lipstick marks. And she says, Krishna, may I quickly wipe your cheeks? Krishna wakes up. And he also quickly wipes his cheeks clean. Yashoda said, my dear boy, get up. The night has ended. Just look at the beauty of the rising sun. Look, your pet parrot Manjuk, is whom you feed with your own hands pomegranate seeds, is already blissfully waiting for you in his golden cage. Look how this little parrot lovingly stares at you. And listen up what he says. Do you know what Manjuvak, the parrot, says to Krishna? Manjuvak, yes. Jai, jai. That's what the parrot says. Then Yasoda says, your laziness comes from oversleeping, Krishna. And she gently rubs with her hand Krishna's soft body. And the sound of his mother's sweet voice and the touch of her affectionate hand wakes up Krishna, and he rises. He very gently places one foot on Mother Earth. And while he does this, he prays. O Mother Bhumi, you wear, you carry all living beings, please carry me and my cows today. And Krishna, who has been awake all the night, pretends he just was sleeping all the night and is now a little oversleepy. At this moment, Madhu Mangal runs into Krishna's sleeping room. And he calls out, hey! Friend, it's a little late, huh? This is a wonderful, wonderful. Let me describe to you how Krishna's eyes look. Krishna's eyes look very beautifully as he repeatedly opens and closes them. The reason why he repeatedly opened and closed them was because Nidra Devi, the goddess of sleep, was fearing the pangs of separation and could not decide should she stay or should she go. Finally, Krishna, Nidra Devi leaves Krishna. And Krishna looks at Purnamasi and smiles and says, noble lady, I pay my respects to you. You know everything. Please bless us. At these moments, the little cowherd boys all come forward, the little, I should say, servant boys, and they offer an aratik to Krishna. The Arati lamp shines so beautifully in Krishna's blue limbs. Mother Yashoda says, "Oh child, you are my all and everything. Let me refresh you by wiping your soft face." But why are you wearing Balaram's cloth? Krishna is somewhat embarrassed. A little mistake. At this moment, someone very special arrives near the sleeping chamber. It's a cowherd man who represents all the other cowherd men. "O Prince of Braj, quickly come. We can't milk the cows because they only look in your direction. When will you come?" And they don't release milk until they see you.
"O Prince Braj, пожалуйста, прийди к нам. Мы пытаемся подоить коров, но у нас ничего не получается, потому что они смотрят в эту сторону, ждут тебя, и они согласятся.
Even the little calves cannot drink the milk from the udders of their mothers because the mothers only want to see you." These best of cows moo loudly because they can no longer bear the separation from you. "Come quickly, come." Krishna has a big smile at this moment and bathes his mother with his smile. And he quickly grabs the hand of Balaram and he goes to where the cows are waiting for him. "Would you like to know how Krishna milks the cows?" Well, he sits next to the cow on a little stool. It's like a little thing, you know, the babushkas in Russia also sit on these little things. So then he looks, the cow looks at him. "Start." And Krishna first takes his hand and makes 1, 2, 3 on the earth. Because the earth has given the grass for the milk to become milk, you know, so it must be worshipped first. Then he takes a golden bucket between his knees, and then he starts the milking. The sound of the milk coming into the bucket is described in the scriptures to be like this. Shana, 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 shana. At that moment, Krishna's turban leans a little bit against the belly of the cow and it slightly tilts. And his beautiful black hair comes out like a swarm of bees. Some milk falls on Krishna's dhoti. which then sticks at Krishna's blue, powerful thighs. Anyone who sees the thighs of Lord Krishna shining through the yellow dhoti will faint. It's so beautiful. After milking the cows, Krishna decides to wrestle a little. For circulation and friendship. So Krishna and his closest friends, who are similar in nature to him, mutually decide, let's go to the jeweled wrestling arena. All these boys show great courage and strength as they attack their opponents from the front, from the back, and from the side. It's a long, long morning, my dear devotees. We hope that one day we will be there. In the meantime, Shrimati Radharani is brought by her girlfriends to Nandagram, where she is supposed to cook for Krishna. Purnamasi's arrangement. Now, before she enters the town, she has to pass through a gate. Next to the gate there is a sitting place. And as she comes walking down the pathway, she sees a boy rising from the sitting place. It's Krishna, who has one hand on the shoulder of his friend Subal. And with his right hand, he twirls a lotus flower as he looks at beautiful Radha. Radha sees Krishna. She gets stunned and cannot move any longer. And she asked, Lalita, is there no other pathway to Nanda's palace? Do I have to pass there? Lalita says, yes, no other way. So Radha covers herself. And as she passes Krishna, she just lifts her veil a little bit. And she prays to the goddess of shyness. Please, Laja Devi, leave the corner of my right eye just for 1 second so that I can see him. And when Krishna sees Radha and Radha see Krishna, this we are not allowed to describe what happens. There is a subtle thievery going on. Thievery. Thief, like. Then Radha goes into the kitchen. Would you like to understand how Radha looks when she cooks for Krishna? Well, that's a little bit too early. First she enters the kitchen and she has to plan the meal. So she sees the best of ingredients. Rohini is also there. And Radha makes the plan. And then she goes to the fire. She bends over to lift the pots. And she cuts the vegetables. She tests the vegetables while they boil. Her beautiful arms and shoulders shake splendidly, and her clothing gets moved around as she totally gives herself into the cooking. Next, into the kitchen there is a small little latticed window. That means with little crossings. And as she cooks, she all of a sudden feels the curious eyes of Krishna upon her. And Radha looks to the window, and Krishna looks through the window, and again their eyes meet, and they speak many things through the language of their eyes. When she is ready, the cowherd boys and Krishna are served to what she has cooked. They eat and they joke so much. Especially Madhu Mangal, he eats and he drinks so much lassi and everything comes out of his mouth and he laughs. And the lassi flows over his beautiful belly, which looks like Mount Mandara in the milk ocean. And he jokes all the time. So much that he swallows something and it gets stuck in the wrong pipe. And he just blushes and can't breathe any longer. And all the boys laugh and laugh. Yashoda comes in. This Brahmana is dying. But everybody just laughs, and Madhu Mangal gets his composure. His peace back, and he just can't be silent. He just talks so much. So with this beautiful scene, we will leave Nanda Bhavan. We will go to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's instructions. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, remember these pastimes in the morning, my dear devotees. While chanting the holy names, you must think of this with a voice trembling with love. Then the first ecstasies of transcendental emotion will soon come to you. So, Hare Krishna, Let us now sing this song. Yeah, it's on the... Please sing this song trembling with your voice trembling with love. Continue. It should be there. Please read this. Слово.
Все мои родные, принимай это моление, и ты твоя красивая одежда и украшение. По поводу матушки Ишоды, она со своими подругами идет в дом Кришны и готовит там различные блюда, а затем съедает остатки его пищи. В это время Рада и Кришна стараются улучшить несколько мгновений, чтобы побыть в Кришне.
Radha Snata Vibhushita Shri Yashoda Samahuta Snata Vibhushita Shri Yashoda Samahuta Sakhi Sange Tatgrihe Gamana Sakhi Sange Tatgrihe Gamana Sakhi Sange Tatgrihe Gamana Tata Paka Virachana Sri Krishna Vishesashana Paka Virachana Sri Krishna Vishesashana Madhye Madhye Dunhara Milana Madhye Madhye Dunhara Milana Krishna Nidra Pori Hari Goshte Godo Hana Kori Krishna Nidra Pori Hori Goshte Godo Hana Kori Snana Shana Sahachara Sange Sana Shana Sahachara Sange Sana Shana Sahachara Sange Eli la chinta koro nama preme godo godo. Eli la chinta koro nama preme godo godo. Prati bhakta jana sange range. Prati bhakta jana sange range. Eli la cinto ada koro sankirtana. Eli la cinto ada koro sankirtana. Achire paibe tumi bhava udipam. Epaibe tumi bhava udipam. Achire paibe tumi bhava udipam.
Jai Radhe, Jai Asi Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Asi Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
My dear devotees, this morning started with the theme of the day. The theme was that although Krishna's holy name is just so wonderful, so powerful, and so easily accessible, still we seem to have no taste for chanting. We dealt with the diagnosis. It was because of aparadhas. The fever of aparadhas. Fever. Yeah. Today, then in the morning session, in the later morning session, our Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, as the perfect doctor, gave us a treatment plan. He discussed how we should enter the association of devotees. He very nicely described different points of Vaishnava association. But purposefully he has not ended his treatment plan. Tomorrow morning in the discovery lecture, Maharaj will reveal to us what is the right mood in which we should practice Krishna consciousness, especially in relationship to chanting the holy name, to get the right fruit. Let us make a plan to be there totally awake tomorrow morning. And take the second part of Maharaj's treatment. Also, today we discussed one wonderful pastime of Krishna, the early morning pastime. It's called Pratha Lila. It ends at 8:24 a.m. And we heard Bhaktivinoda Thakur's recommendation. He said we should remember this pastime and do Sankirtan, chant together with devotees. The whole idea here is to connect the name with the person Krishna. We should know the Lord's form, His qualities, and also His pastimes. So I think by now it is becoming clearer to us. Chanting good rounds is not a yogic endeavor of mind control. Chanting good rounds is a devotional practice which comes to its perfection when we can chant with attachment to Krishna. We will hear more about this subject and learn how to enter into the divine presence while we chant tomorrow in the workshop. For now, we will now move over. Well, first I need, can you show your good time? Krishna, today we are exactly on plan. Hare Krishna. Amazing. With me it doesn't work, Vajrenu. Here, acha. Hare Krishna. So, now we will ask Aditi Dukaha to chant with us. There is a special program this evening. We will chant up till 8 o'clock. That's 45 minutes. Or a little bit longer. And then, because according to our Pandits, today is Akshaya Tithi, one group of Pandits. There are two groups of Pandits. One says it's tomorrow. We will launch a new book. And some CDs. That will happen at 8 o'clock, and you are invited to hear what that is. The book is called The Art of Transformation. And you can obtain a copy with the signature of the author who happens to be here.
Thank you.